Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, it's a question, will President Donald J. Trump return to the Oval Office sometimes in the fall of this year? The answer to that question is emphatically no, although that's not what is being promulgated on the online news blogs and blogosphere that's out there. Many are saying that he'll go back in office. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what is taking place in reality today with the recounts and the voter ballot audit that's taking place in the major battleground states. Before we take our next caller, let me just give you a few headlines. Here's an article that says forensic results in 9 Michigan counties found, listen to this, found 66,104 unregistered ballots, according to the Secretary of State. A constitutional attorney forensic audit of the 2020 election in Michigan found that more than 66,000 unregistered ballots were counted. Audit found that 66,194 ballots voter IDs were not found in the October registration database. It also found that modern chipsets were installed. That's now modern chipsets installed in the voting system motherboards. How did they get there? Who put them there? It was furnishing information and allowing the system to absolutely be infiltrated from outside sources during the election process. That's out of Michigan with 9 counties now finding that. And you'll go back to the Michigan election, you'll find that Joe Biden won by a small margin, and already 66,000 have been determined to be unauthentic or illegal, if you want to put it in a clear Youngblood vernacular. Before we take our next caller, here's another headline. Wisconsin lawmaker calls for a full forensic audit after Georgia and Arizona updates. Now, hear me. They're watching what's happening in Georgia. They're watching what's happening in Arizona. And now Wisconsin lawmakers say we want a full audit, forensic audit of the voting. A Wisconsin representative on Friday said the 2020 election reviews being done in the state should be expanded into a full forensic audit following alleged irregularities being revealed in Georgia and in Arizona. State Representative Timothy Ramathan, a Republican, formally requested a more comprehensive audit from the former state Senate Court Justice Michael Gableman, who is leading and conducting a review of the election at the behest of the audit of the Wisconsin General Assembly. Ladies and gentlemen, this is happening now, and yet you don't hear it on any of the news media, including Fox News. You're not hearing this, and it is being sequestered from the general public because what we see taking place in the background without any publicity at all is the fact that they're digging down in these battleground states. And as I said earlier in the broadcast, as a result of what is being revealed, there's some state legislators that are saying that this should be broadened and that all 50 states should go in and an audit and a forensic audit and a recount of all of the ballots that were cast on November of 2020 in the general election. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have Kevin on the line. Kevin, go over the question and comment, please.
Yes, sir. Do not take I-95 southbound. It's backed up all the way from Jacksonville down past St. Augustine. But Edmund Burke once said, All it takes for evil to triumph is for the good to do nothing. And right now we have excessive evil triumphing in our government, especially Jezebel witchcraft. And if you noticed, all these women wore white that were in the Democratic Party when Trump was given his inauguration, which they are nothing but darkness. And they live for darkness in their evil, demonic, democratic agenda, which is plainly satanic. And, you know, we have to stand up and fight. If we don't fight, you know, we're not gonna win in this fight, in this battle. And unfortunately, Trump is part of the club, as he said before, that he's part of the club and he knows how to tear down the system. Well, I don't think the club wants the system taken down. And it's going to have to be we, the people, that take it back. That's the only hope we have, is God and us to take it back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. With God on our side, we make up the majority. And I believe, just as you said and alluded to with the statement about their dressing in white, it is the witchery that's taking place, and I'm using that term, but the Bible uses the term that it's a demonic delusion that we see taking place that's being cast over America, and yes, I believe around the globe. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places, and that's talking about the demonic battle that we're faced with, and that's in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, and that's exactly what you're saying, Kevin, that it is a demonic battle, but I believe that God is going to intervene, and I believe that God, if we the people, that few that we have that's willing to take a stand and stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, I believe victory can be ours if we'll simply trust the Lord and depend on Him. I believe that it goes back in the Timothy text, we need to pray for those that lead us, those that are over us. I call them the princes, the potentates, the prime ministers, and the presidents. If we pray for them, that verse 3 of that text says that we might live a quiet and peaceable life. And so I'm praying, God, remove Joe Biden so that we can live a quiet and peaceable life. And I believe that's an authentic God-honoring prayer because of what we see that's taking place. Because, Kevin, just as you alluded to, we're going to see the total decline and destruction of the constitutional republic that we have so enjoyed for 245 years, lest we do something. And I think that we need to do something other than sit in silence. I don't know about you, but I'm wary with the preachers without a spine that's unwilling to talk about these issues and lead the congregation to be the, if you please, silent warriors, praying and asking God to intervene, to take a stand and be willing to vote, to be willing to stand for truth and to vote for truth and to make sure that our next election can be an authentic legal election, not what we saw with the coup of 2020.
Well, Dr. Youngblood, I have one more thing to say, and I don't know if you've done research on this. You probably have, but a lot of scientists and people are saying in the know, and biological doctors are saying that within 2 years, all these people that took that COVID vaccine are going to drop dead because it's a biological weapon. And if that's the case, there's going to be mass chaos, and maybe that's when the people stand up and do something about this.
Well, Kevin, I'm on your side with that. In fact, even the CDC website showed over 12,000 deaths as a result of the COVID vaccine. Now they're saying they made an error. There was a calculation error that it's just 8,000 something, not 12,000 something. But what they're not reporting also is the fact there's been over 425,000 people that have been harmed dramatically, physically, either paralyzation, sterilization, or blood clot on the brain, or some other major maladies physically. And yes, I'm told, and I have dozens and dozens and dozens of scientific medical articles that state that some of these medical difficulties will linger for years and years and years, even to the point of having death, potential death as a result of the vaccine that will surpass all of the deaths because of COVID. And I want our listeners to understand COVID is a dangerous, deadly, devastating pathogen, not discounting that at all. But what we must understand is it was created in the biological weapons lab level 4 in Wuhan, China. It was done so at the behest of St. Anthony Fauci, Emperor Fauci, that now, according to Rand Paul in his confrontation on the Senate floor, Anthony Fauci is responsible for the death. I use the term today, the death of over 4 million human beings on a global basis. Will he ever be held accountable? Only God knows. Will he ever step down his position? Only God knows. But I do know that right now he is responsible in part for what has taken place on a global basis, and I laid the blame at his feet because they were doing the gain-of-function research that literally was taking pathogens, splicing them together, making them so that they would be more transmissible by even breathing on someone else. And that's at the hands of those in the NIH and those that were responsible for funding that in Wuhan, China. So you're exactly right. We need to keep on praying and looking up and lift up our heads, ladies and gentlemen, for our redemption draweth nigh. Kevin, thank you so much for your insight and for your input on that. Here's another article that says, Second Pennsylvania County raises objections to the senator's election investigation. Officials in a Pennsylvania county say that the state senator may not have the legal power to compel it to provide election-related material such as forensic images of ballot tabulators and voter information. Ladies and gentlemen, what you're finding in these states that are blue states or counties where they're blue counties, where even when they are subpoenaed, the records are subpoenaed, when suits are filed, there have been literally, listen carefully, hundreds upon hundreds of attorneys paid for by the Democratic National Committee and by the Biden election people and the Biden administration being paid for to go into all of these battleground states and to fight any court, any requirements, any audits, any searches for the truth. Now, if Joe Biden won the election legally, if he won the election by a landslide, as supposedly did, why are the Democrats, Socialist, Marxist, Communist Party leaders, why are they spending millions upon millions of dollars to try to prevent the audits and the forensic research of the ballots that have been counted as for Joe Biden in the 2020 election? I believe we need to ask that question very seriously. Here's an article that says, Arizona's Maricopa County will replace all voting machines after the audit. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's said in a tongue-in-cheek fashion because the Maricopa County election officials are now fighting back with the Senate in the state of Arizona because of the election integrity laws that they've now passed and because they're searching by the audit of the ballots to determine what really happened and because now the election officials are upset with the Senate, and because of what they've been forced to reveal, they're saying, we're not even going to use those machines anymore because they've been contaminated by the audits, contaminated by those that have researched the facts. They're saying that in a rebuttal to the fact that they have discovered major, major, major inequities, of which we're going to look at piece by piece in just a moment on this broadcast today. I believe we have Bob on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, I don't know if you've ever heard of the website called www.watch.org. It's a Christian website. He's got on there Dr. Peter McCulloch, a whistleblower. Inside CD claims injections are already killed 50,000 Americans.
I would not doubt that at all. Only time will tell. Because what we're finding is a major sequestering of truth, a major, if you please, having the blinds pulled over the truth, and the Socialist Marxist Communist Network News are not reporting any of the facts that are anything but what they want is their point of contention and what they're trying to say and do to hold the hands up the Biden administration. And the question, by the way, Bob, that begs to be asked and demands to be answered, why is it for the first time in the history of America that the government feels compelled to force everyone to take a vaccination? Go back to the Gerry Ford administration when there was a major virus and they mandated that everybody get vaccinated. They did that for about less than 180 days. 58 people, only 58 people died. And as a result of 58 people dying, they summarily stopped the edit that required everybody to be vaccinated. And now we've had thousands upon thousands, and maybe even as you have said, maybe even as high as 50,000 that have died. And I believe on a global basis, that's a very small, minuscule number that have died from the vaccination. And up into the hundreds of thousands that have been harmed physically, that will perhaps be the very thing that they will suffer with the rest of their lives. And I am in agreement with our previous caller that probably in the next 2 to 5 years, we're going to find major, major, major deaths that probably will not be attributed to the vaccination, but other causes like heart disease, heart failure, et cetera, that the jab, as they're calling it, brought about in their physicality. So I'm vitally concerned about that. And they use COVID as the cover to do the dirty work in stealing the election in November of 2020. And that COVID cover is now still wanting to loom with a shadow looming forward that will be the overshadowing factor of how they demand that the elections be carried out for 2022. Don't we all realize that COVID has been so well used as the cover for the theft of the election that they can't turn it loose, and they want it to carry forward far enough to interfere with the 2022 election? Bob, thank you so much for your call, for your insight, and for your comments. Ladies and gentlemen, here's another article that says, the report documents more evidence of fraud in the Georgia election. A new report from Cleveland at the Federalist has documented at least, listen to this, at least 10,300 illegal votes were cast in Georgia in November 2020 election, and that number will continue to rise over the next several months. This was dated July the 9th, by the way. This issue is the issue is that Joe Biden was ahead of Donald Trump by only 12,670 votes when the official count ended. Georgia also is one of six swing states that went narrowly for Biden after President Trump had a significant lead on the election night. It also has been revealed that the Democrat activists played a role in providing election workers with the state, some ballots were pristine, as if they'd never been handled, much less mailed. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, they have discovered thousands upon thousands of ballots in Georgia that were not folded. Nothing had any evidence that they had been mailed, and they just simply appeared. Pristine as if they'd never been mailed, this article says, much less mailed in. Those appeared to have been copied. Several suitcases of ballots were snatched from under a table where they'd been hidden until election observers left and then counted, and more. The Federalist Report by Cleveland, formerly a permanent law clerk to the federal appellate judge, explained the possibility is that there's nearly, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, nearly 35,000 Georgians that had potentially voted illegally. I think that's a low number. I think it's probably into the hundreds of thousands. As more and more such evidence is obtained from audits of election results in several states and the work of investigative journalists, the more and more likely appears that Trump's contentions that there was fraud in the count and that fraud resulted in a stolen election is very, very real. Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot sit back and say that we had an election that was fair and legal, as the media would have you to understand. Here's an article that says, stunning report. Vote recount in one county had 60% error rate. I'll pause for a moment. 60% error rate. Dated July the 14th, there were 100 lawsuits over the vote count for the 2020 presidential election, and essentially none was considered on merit, as court after court cited technicalities in letting stand the suspicious results of the Joe Biden's victory. You realize and you recognize, you recall, I'm sure, that there were several hundred suits filed, and court after court after court, county after county, state by state, even the U.S. Supreme Court said that you didn't have standing, said there was not enough evidence, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and refused to hear a case that was filed. And now it's coming to light. The Gateway Pundit has posted an announcement by the Voter GA, that's Voter Georgia, which is charging the evidence from public records, has revealed that Fulton County's hand count audit was so riddled with massive errors and most likely fraud. The allegations arise from the Voter GA review of images of mail-in ballots that a judge ordered the county to make available. The team's analysis revealed that 923 of the 1,439 mail-in ballot batches batch files contain voter inaccuracies incorrectly reported in the Fulton County's November 3rd, 2020 results. These inaccuracies are due to discrepancies in the votes for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, and the total votes cast compared to their reported audit results for respective batches. Thus, the error reporting rate in Fulton County in its hand count is a whopping 60%. 60%, ladies and gentlemen, in error rate. Ladies and gentlemen, we must admit, we must recognize that fraud took place in 2020. But even with that, even when it's discovered and it's on the fast track for being uncovered, right now it will not go back and it will not change and put President Donald J. Trump back in office. But let's think about just for a moment as we look at the balance of this broadcast today, dedicated to looking at Maricopa County in Arizona. That's the one that's brought the most light to the question of voter fraud. Maricopa County, for example, there were 3,981 individuals that voted, and yet they show as having registered after the legal cutoff date of October the 15th. The cutoff date, I don't know why you would say that. The cutoff date, and each state or county had a different one, but the cutoff date was October the 15th. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, 3,981 individuals voted after the cutoff date, and it was considered as being counted. Also in Maricopa County, ladies and gentlemen, 11,326 registered on December the 4th. The record shows that. They registered on December the 4th, but the voting was for November the 3rd. Now, how do you do that? How do you register on December the 4th, but you've already voted on November the 3rd? 11,326 votes. Ladies and gentlemen, that's illegal. That's fraud. Here's another number. 74,243 mail-in ballots were counted for Joe Biden, but no record of any ballots being requested or being mailed out. Hear me. Let me repeat that again. 74,243 mail-in ballots were counted for Joe Biden, but no record of those ballots being requested and no records of those ballots, mail-in ballots being mailed out. But yet they were voted for Joe Biden, 74,243. Ladies and gentlemen, another number that's statistical evidence, 18,000 that voted, and those votes, those 18,000 that voted, but disappeared from the voter roll after the election was over. Now, hear me. How do you have 18,000 people that voted, but their names, addresses, phone numbers, and contact information was summarily mopped, taken off, cleaned from the voter register rolls after the election? So we have about, when you take those numbers, ladies and gentlemen, 3,981, 11,326, 74,243, and the 18,000, that's cumulative of over 107,550 total votes that are in serious question in Maricopa County alone. There's a move now by the state of Arizona and the Senate. There's a move now to require an audit of all the ballots of all of the counties and all of the state. Maricopa County has proven, ladies and gentlemen, that fraud on a major, massive basis took place. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not just in Maricopa County. It is across the battleground states and across the nation that the coup took place. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says new evidence indicates even enough illegal votes in Georgia were there to tip the scales for the results. New evidence indicates that more than 10,300 illegal votes were cast in Georgia, and the fact is that Biden won by a total of 12,670. But the total illegal votes in Fulton County was 35,000, ladies and gentlemen, 35,000. So we need to recognize that there is a major, massive voter fraud problem that took place in the 2020 election. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that it's time we as Christians sit up, stand up, take notice, speak up, and stand for the truth and seek new approaches and new laws, new ID laws, new voter laws that will make it possible to have a legal election in 2022. But ladies and gentlemen, here's going back to the fundamental problem is asking the question, why did the courts not get involved? Why did the Department of Justice not get involved? I'll tell you why. Here's an article that says ex-prosecutor claims that Bill Barr pressured him to not look into voter fraud, hand cases to anti-Trump Pennsylvania AG. After a former Attorney General William Barr said that there was no widespread voter fraud in the 2020 election, former President Donald Trump's chances of overturning the election results were effectively killed. There's a letter that's been sent out now. The letter was dated June 9th, 2021, and was sent by William McSwain, the U.S. Attorney of the Eastern District of Pennsylvania from 2018 to 2021. McSwain, who plans to run for governor of Pennsylvania in 2022, said that Bill Barr told him to steer clear of election fraud claims investigations to the extent that would be possible. U.S. Attorney from the Eastern District of Pennsylvania was precluded from investigating any election fraud allegations. And this article says, totally outrageous. I believe we have a caller on the line to go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, Brother Davis today. How are you doing?
Doing great, Brother Davis. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. Just in short, because I know you're just about out of time, but this should be a lesson to the Christian community, as well as those who sat back on the stool of do-nothing and did not go out to vote to put
yes.
competent people in place, you know, to in order to keep America moving forward. Now we're seeing the results of what happens when we sit down and just do nothing and allow the incompetent people to get out there and to exploit us as American citizens and violate our rights and our civil liberties.
Brother, you're exactly right. In fact, as you know, in the state of Georgia, of your state, the two senators that won the seats, both are communists, won so by election fraud. And if we have that to face for the 2022 election, we're in trouble, deeper trouble as a nation. So as you say, I believe it's time Christians take a stand. I believe it's time Christians come out of the closet. I believe it's time Christians will make a commitment before God that we're going to honor. You know, Pastor, there's a lot of people, a lot of Christians today that say, well, we ought not to get involved in politics. Christians ought to stay clear of talking about anything political. What is your position on that? What would your recommendation be to our listeners today that may be listening thinking they should do that?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, basically, if we don't do that, then we are not exercising our civic duty.
Yes.
It's our duty to our country to be able to go out and vote. And then when you read in the Bible, Dr. Youngblood, all things are written before time for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. If we look at what the Scriptures tell us, Daniel, he held a position of authority in the king's court. We look at Nehemiah. We look at Joseph. There are many examples of individuals that are written in the Scripture to let us know what we should be doing as Christians when we stand up for God and when we promote what we know is right according to His word. Then, of course, we can get society, amen, straightened out, and they can go into the same direction as where God ordained for society to go according to His word.
Yes, sir. Brother, you're exactly right. That's good admonition for our listeners, and thank you so much for your call today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this broadcast. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
21 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.